Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Continue Generosity into the New Year. Written by Alicia Searle. Read by Leah Arthur. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. The New Year is upon us, and as we begin to possibly ponder resolutions and ways to grow in every aspect of our lives, let's consider how we can continue to bring forth generosity this coming year. 2 Corinthians 9:7 lays out for us a beautiful depiction of the cheerful giver. If we take a look at the verse before that in 2 Corinthians 9:6, it tells us that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but whoever sows generously will reap generously. In this passage, Paul urges the Corinthians to follow through on their giving as it is a blessing for both the giver and the receiver. He knew the significance of giving financially and what it had to do with the growth of our heart spiritually. In short, we are commanded to give with an open heart so that in return we receive the bounty of Christ. What a beautiful exchange. Generosity is just as much about giving to others as it is transforming our own hearts, drawing us closer to the Lord. Psalms 36:9. So, let's unwrap 4 ways we can give the gift of generosity going into the new year. Generosity with your time. The gift of time is invaluable and speaks volumes to those we extend it to. When we place our busy schedules aside and seek to serve others with our presence, it shows our true compassion and extends an open heart to those that need it. Take time to listen, offer a hug, meet for coffee, or just sit and be present with one that is lost, lonely, or hurting. It will be a gift that will bless you both. Generosity with your random acts of kindness. When we offer random acts of kindness, we are never really sure who we touch or bless. But in doing so, it's bound to bring about joy. Share a smile with a stranger, offer to bring in groceries for a neighbor, help at a local ministry or mission, and be filled with God's love for you in return. Proverbs 19:17. Generosity with your gifts and talents. God has so graciously given us special gifts and talents to share with others to show who He is. Tap into those gifts and see how you can use them to bless others. 1 Peter 4:10. Some people are natural gift givers, like my sister, who knows exactly what a person needs to be blessed with, while others have more of a talent to share. Ask God to reveal ways you can use your gifts and talents to share with those in need. Generosity with your finances. While this is the obvious one, it can also be the most difficult one to do. Christians often struggle with the terms tithe and offering. Yet, by giving our tithes and offerings, we are submitting our financial earnings to the Lord, recognizing He is the one who provides us with all things. Leviticus 27:3, James 1:5, 1 Corinthians 16:2. Let's pray. O Lord, we come to You with humble hearts, seeking Your guidance. As we head into this new year, we are so thankful for the provision and care You provide. You are the God of promise and are constantly showing us how You deliver on Your promises. In return, we long to be faithful to You by graciously giving with a cheerful heart. Show us ways in which we can bless those around us. Provide opportunities for us to love others with our time, kindness, gifts, and finances. Open our eyes to see the needs of others while opening our hearts to give with joy and cheer. Lord, if there is also a moment in this coming year in which we are in need, I ask that You help us be open to receiving the gift of generosity as well. Help us put our pride aside and be willing to let others in and love on us. We thank You for Your bounty of blessings and for all the ways You move in our lives. Please help us see others the way You do and reach out with generosity this coming year. We love You and praise Your holy name. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.